One summer, my mother was not doing well. She was in the hospital in Albuquerque. And I was driving bands to the Santa Fe Opera. And my boss was very nice. He set me up with a gig where I could drive from Albuquerque so I could go see my mom in the hospital every day. So one day I was picking up a bunch of people for the opera, and this lady gets in the van, and we sort of start flirting. I'm flirting with her, and she looks at me and says, "Oh, come on now, I'm old enough to be your mother." Which I felt for sure was not true, but anyway, we're kind of joking around, and we get on up to Santa Fe, and I go to another hotel to pick up more people to take to the opera. We come out of that parking lot, and there's this big white bus with a red stripe down the side. And I'm trying to decide whether I should take a right, take the highway, the scenic route, or take a left and go through town. So I take a right, and the bus takes a left. And this lady that I've been flirting with starts bitching and bitching and bitching. She's like, "I want to get there early. Why did you take a right?" I said, "Lady, don't worry. It's like the same distance. It's the same amount of time." And she's like, "No, this takes much longer, you know." And she goes on and on. And we take the bypass all the way across. And she bitches the whole way. And everybody's getting really annoyed with her, you know. And then as we're doing the entrance ramp to enter the highway going north to the opera, that bus, that white bus with the red stripe, is right there as we enter. I look down and we are bumper to bumper, exactly side by side. So exact and so precise that it struck me as odd. And I said, "Oh, look, lady, there's that bus that took the left, and here we are, exactly the same time." That's about all I said about it. And everybody sort of laughed, I could see. About a week later, I was cleaning out the van with a friend of mine. A friend of mine picks up this beautiful silver necklace. He says, "You know whose this is?" Sure, but let me hold on to it. I might run into whoever it belongs to. If they call, let me know. And I take it and stick it in the cup holder of my van. About a week or so later, my sister calls early on Saturday morning. She said, "Mom's not doing very well. We better get down to the hospital. The doctor called this morning. He said to get down there." So I hopped in the van and I'm driving down to the hospital. I look down in the cup holder and I see that necklace. I think, "It's a cool necklace. I'm going to put it on." So I hook it around my neck, go up to see my mom. She was in the ICU, in the heart unit, and we had to wait about 5 minutes before they would let us in the room, call on the phone. I said, "Not now, just a minute." After about 5 minutes, we walk in the door. And that lady from the van is walking out as we're walking in. And we kind of lock eyes, and she... It's like we know each other's familiar, but she can't quite figure where she knows me from. And I realized, I was like, "Oh, I took you to the opera 2 or 3 weeks ago." She was like, "Oh, I was wondering, you didn't happen to find a necklace in your van, did you?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, it's right here." And I reached up around my neck, unhooked it, and handed it to her. she burst into tears. And my brother-in-law said he got chills down his spine. I said, "What are you doing here? Why are you in the ICU?" And she said, "Well, you know, my mother, she's right over there in room number 3. She's dying of heart disease. What are you doing in the ICU?" I said, "Well, my mother's over there in room number 4. She's dying of heart disease. And you know what? Actually, remember in the van you said you were old enough to be my mother? Well, come here and let me introduce you to my mother. I knew you weren't that old." So I went in and introduced her to my mother, and she introduced me to her mother, and we parted ways. My sister ended up talking to her quite a bit, getting her name and her mom's name and stuff. My mom ended up passing away a few weeks later. I had to write the obituary and put it in the paper. You know, you look at the obituary, see if it came out all right. My sister noticed that that lady's mother's obituary was on the same page. You know, the one thing that I thought was kind of strange was that as I was doing that loop to enter onto the highway, I looked down when those bumpers came perfectly side by side. And in that moment, I thought to myself, this is cosmic time. This is too perfect. And I knew there was something strange about the timing. I got chills. And that was before any of those other things happened. And I was happy that I noticed beforehand. That necklace, she told me that her husband had passed away. And he had given her that necklace. They had gotten it at the Heard Museum. And it had really extreme sentimental value. It was kind of perfect. Things like that happen, and